This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, friends. Shalom aleichem, baruchim abayim. We're begin Mesachas Nazir. Mesachas Nazir is different than other Mesachtos because the main Pirush HaNazir is Tosfos, not Rashi. In fact, I really like the Mesachta because the first Rabbi Kiva Eiger, even before Rashi says one word, already has a comment. I've never seen this before. Rabbi Kiva Eiger, there's a mark in the Golion HaShas on Rashi, even before Rashi began. Usually Rabbi Kiva Eiger is being magia. Rabbi Kiva Eiger is saying a comment on something Rashi said. Here Rashi didn't even say anything yet. Before Rashi even begins, says Rabbi Kiva Eiger, the Sefer Shem HaGadolim. Can you imagine? Even before you see one word in the Masechta, even before a Mishnah, the first word of the Masechta is Shem HaGadolim. So I already like the Masechta. So Rabbi Kiva Eiger says in this in the book, Shem HaGadolim, Lahagoyin, Moireinu Harav, Chaim, Yosef, David, Azulai. I mean, this Masechta is seventh heaven. In the Shem HaGadolim of the Chida, Ba'oishin, Kasav, B'Shem Harav, Yad Malachi. The Yad Malachi is buried in Livorno, right next to the Chida. Actually, right next to the Chida's original kever. The Perush Nazir Einamir Me Rashi. This commentary on Nazir is not from Rashi. That's the introduction to the Masechta. So it's a different Rishain. So the main Perush is Tosfos. I'm uncommittal, but at least for Daf Beis Amud Aleph, we're going to be learning it with Tosfos. Okay, but not every line of Tosfos, selected Tosfos. Okay, and so let us begin. Kol kinuyei nazirus kinazirus. All nicknames of nazirus are like nazirus, says Tosfos. Kol kinuyei nazirus kinazirus. Kol davar she'inoi ikar shmai. Anything which is not its primary name, kein nikra kinoi, is called a kinoi, like a nickname. Lachal alav nazirus lachal davar, for nazirus to bichal, to devav, kiu amar b'shem ha'ikar, as if you said it in the primary fashion. Now, what is the primary way to express nazirus? Dahainu, ahe nazir. The main way to express nazirus is, I will be a nazir. Umahani l'mehevi nazir, ki amar hakinuyim. It helps to become a nazir when you say the kinoi. What are the kinuyim? We'll see in the Mishnah. Ahe nazik oi naziach oi paziach. If you say, I will be a nazik, I will be a naziach or a paziach, it would be effective. Kamoi b'shem ha'ikar, as if you use the main terminology, which is ahe nazir. Vehim nikram kinuyim. These are called nicknames. Okay, we'll see what they are. That's the first statement of the Mishnah. All kinuyim of nazirus are like nazirus. Then the Mishnah says, Ha'imer ahe, if somebody says, I will be, Harez anazir, he's anazir. Oy ahe na'e, or if somebody says, I will be beautiful. Now, the simple reading of the Mishnah is, these are examples of kinuyim, but they're not. These are not examples of kinuyim. The Gemara is going to explain, these are called yadais. Kinuy is when you use the nickname, an alternate phrase that is a substitute for the word nazir. This line of the Mishnah is explaining something called yadois, where you only say a partial statement, but that partial statement carries the rest of the statement with it. You said, ahey, I will be. What will you be? You'll be a teapot, you'll be a rocket scientist, or you'll be a nazir. So a yadois says, you said, I will be. We do not interpret it, you'll be a teapot. We interpret it, you'll be a nazir. Now, how do we know? Maybe you meant, I'm going to be a teapot. So the Gemara is going to say, we're talking about where there's a nazir passing in front of you. So if there's a nazir passing in, if there was a teapot passing in front of you, and you said, I will be, then in fact, you will be a teapot. You meant, but it's talking about where there was a nazir passing in front of you. Says Tosfos, Ha'omer ahei, harei ze nazir. Uva Gemara, now by the way, if you don't want to do Tosfos, tell me. But right now we're doing Tosfos. We're reading it inside. Okay, I'm reading inside all the Tosfosin that are Noigea to the Pshat. So you'll say, who determined which Tosfos are Noigea to the Pshat? It was determined by the great board of the Daf HaShavua Chayveras. The board of the Daf HaShavua Chayveras is a collection of great sages, mostly from Lakewood, who determine which Tosfos are Nogea the Pshat. Okay, I'm just pointing that out. That's, you see Yaakov Baim is holding it. I don't know where you got it from. That's pretty good. So we're going to be reading the Tosfos that are Nogea the Pshat. Uve Gemara Mefarish, the Ika Haychacha. The Gemara will explain that there is proof. Kamoy, for example, Shenazar Avilfan, there's Nazar passing in front of you. Vezen Nikro Yadois Nazir. This is called Yadois Nazir. Shaloi Gomar Diburai. You did not complete your words. Umahani, and it's effective. Lachalalav Kol Dine Naziris. For all the Dine Naziris to be chal on you. Ki'ilu Gomar Diburai. As if you finished your words. Why is this called the handle? Ka'adam ha'oiches bebeis yad shokli, like someone who holds the handle of a mug, umagbiyoi. And even though he's only holding the handle, but you pick up the whole mug with it. Bekach ki'ilu oiches akli, as if you're holding the kli. Okay, so this is an example of a yad, not of a kinoi. The Gemara is going to ask, why would we start with kinuyim and then explain yadois? Fine. What's another example? Oy ahe na'a, or I will be beautiful. Now, what does beauty have to do with the nazir? The guy has nice long hair. Gam zen nikro yadois. Ahe na'a is also called a yad. Zen nikro yadois nazir. So, v'gemar mefareish, amai loy irbinu lemisnenu lebava achas. Why didn't it mix it together as one case? Namely, why does it say ha'omer ahe? If you say ahe, hare zen nazir, or ahe na'a? Just say ha'omer ahe. Oy ahenoa hareza nazar, but instead it put hareza nazar in between the two examples. Velisni hachi ha'imar ahe, it should have taught if someone says ahe or ahenoa hareza nazar. Fine. Now the Mishnah says nazir, nazik, naziach, paziach, hareza nazir. The Mishnah now gives four cases: nazir, nazik, naziach, paziach. So we already saw in Tosfos that nazik, naziach, paziach are kinuyim. So then why does it begin with the word nazir? So the Ran says, I'm sorry, Tosfos says, l'fi sharatza l'faresh kol ha-kinuyim, because it wanted to explain all the kinuyim, pasach v'amar nazir. It says the word nazir, kiloimar, the word nazir, as if to say, Nazir hu ikar Hashem HaKazim B'Torah. The word Nazir is the main name written in the Torah. Sha'idei Lashon Zechal Alav Shem Nazirus. Through this Lashon, the Nazirus is chal on you. V'hu adin im amar b'lashon hakinuyin. The same thing would be if you said it in a Lashon of nickname. K'may Nazik, Naziach, Paziach. Paziach. V'reisha demasnisin Asa lefrushe, it's coming to explain the first statement of the Mishnah, which is diktani kol kinu naziris kinaziris. Fine. The next part of Tosfos, you don't have to do. The official booklet says you don't have to do it, but I'm going to tell it to you outside. The Tosfos brings the machlokes, what are kinuyim? We actually had an nedarim on Daf Yud. Kinuyim is machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says, the kinuyim are foreign languages. Frektoisvis, if they're foreign languages, then why did he only pick these three foreign languages? You know, nazik would be, let's say, Swahili. Naziach would be, Spanish. And paziach would be some other language. So frektoisvis, why there are 70 languages? Why did we only pick three? Says Toisvis, ein chanami. If you say the word nazir in any language, it would be effective. However, if you say in a different language, you have to understand what you mean. These three languages, the word is so close to the word nazir that even if you're not mechavin, you are mechavin, because nazik, naziach, is so close to nazir, it would work even if you were not mechavin. How, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish argues. Reish Lakish says, kinuyim are lashon shabadu chachomim milibam. These are words invented by the rabbis. The rabbis invented these words. So, the Gemara there in Nedarim asks, the rabbis invented a language? Answers Gemara, yes. You know why? Because we're afraid that somebody might say, Lashem Karban, and they'll just say, Lashem. and there'll be mapik shem shem levatala. Therefore, the chamim were masakin these funny ways of saying nadarim, so that you don't say lashem karban. You don't just say lashem, and this way you'll avoid being in the habit of saying the expression lashem karban. You'll say it in this, in these made up terminology. Ah. So now Tosfos has a kasha. According to Reish Lakish, that these lashonos are invented by the Chachamim. Wait a second. That means midairaisa, you didn't do anything. When you said naziach paziach, you did nothing. You said nothing. The rabbis were masakin that it's a good nazirus. Well, in that case, when you're bringing your karbanos nazirus, you're bringing chulin to the azara. Midairaisa, you brought chulin to the azara. Because the rabbis made up a new language that should allow you to bring chulin to the azara? Tosfos gives two answers. Answer number one is, the guy is mechavein lindar. He knows the rabbis made up this language. So his kavana is to make a neder. So therefore, it's a kabbalah gemura as if you use the word nazir. Once the, it's not the chachamim are being oikar dam in HaTorah. Once the rabbis made up the language. Language is merely a convention. The rabbis made up the language. The guy who says it is mechavein bekavana gemura to accept nazirus. So then it's completely effective. But then Tosfos brings from Rabbeinu Yechiel that in fact you can't bring a carbon. It's only in Nazirus to be Chayiv Malkus. Okay, that's, you didn't have to know that, so don't, okay? It's okay. Fine. Let's go weiter in the Mishnah. Harini Kazeh. I am like this. Harini Mesalsal. I'm going to twirl, a reference to twirling here. Harini Mechalkel. I will sustain. Hare olai l'shaleach pera, I'm going to send forth my hair. Hare ze nazir. What are these cases? We already had, if you say ahe, or ahe noa, you're a nazir, and that's a yad. What are these? Look at Tosfos' third wide line. Ha'imer hareini kazeh. B'gemara mukila denazir over l'fanav. The Gemara is going to establish the cases the nazir is passing in front of you. Ulagufe. Now, so the question then is, this is a yad, a super yad. If even when you say, I will be when there's a nazir passing in front of you, it's effective. Certainly if you say, Hareini Kazeh, it will be effective when the nazir is passing in front of you. Says Tosfos, I don't need this case. Lagufe. Lagufe means to teach the halach of this case. It's obvious. We could already derive it from the case of Ahe. Ulagufe lo yitzrich. We don't need it for the case itself. Dehame reisha shaminan. We could infer it from the reisha. Afilu kiloi amar ela hare ela Ahe. Even if you just say, I will be. Venazir over lefanov. Dehave nazir. Ela lediyuka yitzrich. I need it for the diuk. That the reason why it works is because you said, Hareini Kazeh. I will be like this. But let's say you didn't say the word Kazeh. Let's say you just said, Hareini, I will be, and there was a nazir passing in front of you. That doesn't work. Why not? But if you say, Ahe, it works if a nazir is passing in front of you. No, if you say, Ahe, that implies Kazeh, if the guy is passing in front of you. But if you say, I hereby will be, that doesn't imply necessarily like the guy passing in front of you. You may mean, I will be like a teapot. Even though the nazir, if you say, ah, hey, I will be, that implies kazeh. If you say, hareini, behold, I am, then that doesn't necessarily imply kazeh. Elele diyuka, itzrech, taima de amar kazeh. It's because you said kazeh haha oimer hareini. If you say behold I am, afilu nazir over lefanav loy mahani. Why? The tfe mashma ahe kazeh min hareini ki loy siyam kazeh. Because it's more mashma. Ahe is more mashma kazeh than hareini if you don't complete your words kazeh. Next case. Next, Tosfos, fifth line in the wide lines. Hareini Mesalsel, Hareini Mechalkel. We now have a new case, a new category. The Mishnah so far discussed Kinuyim. The Mishnah discussed Kinuyim are nicknames. Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. We have Yadois, where you say a partial statement and we fill it in. And then we have, says Tosfos, when you say Harini Mesalsel, Hani Lav Yodois Naziris, no, these are not handles. If they were, we should have included it earlier. Dimkein Lisninul El, we should have taught it earlier. Bahade Yodois. Elokivan de Gomar Diburoi. In this case, you completed your words. What you're not, you didn't omit words. You said, Harini Mesalsel, I'm going to twirl my hair. So it's not that you left out words. I was Gomar Dibura. The only thing is, you weren't Mefarish Dibura. Yodois are, you were Loi Gomar. You said, Yodois, we have to fill in the blank. This category is, we have to explicate. We have to be Mefarish. Yodois is, we have to be Gomar. This category is, we have to be Mefarish. We need to be mefarish his dibur. Mashma, that it implies the naziris balaimer. He means to say naziris. Ki amar hani l'shoynes, when he says these expressions. And the toughest basar, he also happens to be holding on to his hair. Ki the mefarish b'gemar. Fine. The Mishnah continues. Harei olaitzi poirim, behold upon me, I have to bring birds. What does that mean? Rameir Amir Nazir. Rameir says that means he's a Nazir because he's accepting upon himself a process that ultimately he would have to bring birds. Nazir. Fine. Now here's the thing. Here's the Gemara's Kasha. Everybody knows that in brisk yeshivas, they learn Nazir. But they don't learn Nadarim. They don't learn Ksubas. Why not? Why do they learn Nazir? Because Nazir is Kachem. They learn Zvachim. They learn Menachas, they learn Me'ilah, and they learn Nazir. Because Nazir is Kachem. But wait a second. But Nazir is in Seder Nashim. So frek the Gemara, Michti, Tana b'Seder Nashim kai. The Tana is currently in Seder Nashim. My Taima Tani Nazir. Why did it teach Nazir? Toisvis, My Taima Tani Nazir. Perush b'Seder Nashim. Why did it teach Nazir and say the Nashim? Why did Rebbe redact Nazir in Nashim? But say the Kachim have Leila Mesnei. It should have taught it in Kachim. Shehu Hilchos Karbanos. Answers the Gemara. Tana Akra Koi. The Tana is referring back to a Pasuk. And it's a Pasuk relevant to women. The pasuk says, "V'haya imlay timsachin be'enav." Let's say you'll live with a woman, and she won't find favor in your eyes. Ki matzaba erves davar. You will notice that she violated arayah. She's not a besulash. Somebody had relations with her. Oh, wait a second. She acted with impropriety. She acted in a lewd manner. What caused such a thing? Right. In the subject of nashim, we have a woman who the man discovered was violated arayas, lived with another man. What could she have done that brought her to this? She must have drank wine. V'hachi kamar. Now the Tana is giving explanation. Mi garam la avera. What caused her to sin? Yayin. Wine caused her to sin. Don't we say, V'ka'amar, don't we say, Kol haroya soita b'kukula, if somebody sees the adulteress in her degradation, Yazar atzim in ayayin, he should refrain from wine. Now, the same way the soita process checks the woman who is an adulteress, it also checks the man who committed adultery. So since in the subject matter of Nashim is the topic of a woman who was loy matzachin ki matzabar erbas davar, and the root cause of that is wine, and the way to protect yourself from that is the process of Naziros, so the subject matter of Naziros belongs in Nadarim, belongs in Nashim. Now, the obvious question is, but by quoting this statement that if anyone sees the Nazir b'kukula, if anyone sees the Soit b'kukula, Yazir asim in ayayin, well, that should then organize the Mishnayis that Nazir should come after Soita. The answer, the rationale given that the root cause of Arayus is Yayin, would that should then reasonably place Nazirus after Soita.
This is the first question. This is the answer to the first question in Gemara and Sota. There's a michti in the first Gemara and Sota, and it answers this as what? But I mean, for a different question, it's the same answer to a different.
Yes. Question. Yes. Now, the Gemara in Masechta Sota asks, we just finished with Nazir. Why do we talk about Sota? So there the Gemara answers, since in Ksubis it taught Nedarim, so once we mention Nedarim at the end of Ksubis, it taught Masechta Nedarim, so it taught Nazir, because Nazirus is Doimah to Nedarim. The only thing is, what the Gemara says in Sota. So ask Tosis, why didn't the Gemara say that question and answer that it says in Sota of why Nazirus follows Nedarim, why didn't Masechta Nazir say? So Tosfos says, and this is a part of Tosfos that we're not supposed to do, that it's not mistaber that we're going to drag Nazirus after Nedarim when Nazirus belongs in Kodshim. Put Nazirus where it belongs in Kodshim and put Nedarim with Nazirus in Kodshim. What the Gemara says in Sota is insufficient. Our Gemara Nazir feels that putting Nazirus together with Nedarim, just because they're similar subject matters, is not enough. Because then put them both in Seder Kodshim. What are they doing in Nashim? Therefore, our Gemara has to say what they're doing in Nashim is the root cause of Arayos is wine. So first we're going to talk about the wine, and then we're going to talk about the Sota. Now, look back in Tosfos. We're on the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 line in Tosfos. Umeshani Tana Akrakai. You want to know what Nazirus is doing in Seder Nashim? It's going on the Pasuk. It says, V'haya Imlai Simsachin Ve'ina. Mi garam la la'avera. What caused sin? Yayin. Kaloimar. Mi garam la shazinsa. What caused her to be mezana? Yayin. Hilkach Tani Oisa Masechta. Therefore, it said that Masechta of Nazirus Beseder Nashim Vekaamar Kalaroya Saita Bakukula Yazar Atzma Minayayin. What is that phrase of the Gemara doing? The first phrase is saying like this: Siyum Hadavar. It's the conclusion of the matter. Shamar Tchila. First, it says Mi Garam La Avera. What caused sin? Yayin. Kaloimar. It is correct to guard yourself from wine. But not so far that you're going to make a neder from wine. Avaloi b'neder. And then it's moisif. Wine is so terrible, you should even make a neder. V'shuv moisif loimar shekol haroya soita b'kukula yazer atzmai minayayin kenazer. V'lekach shana nazir b'nashim. Now listen to this line of Tosfos. Why is Nazir in Nashim? Nazir is not about a woman not drinking wine. Nazir is about a man not drinking wine. So if the whole reason what Nazir is doing here is because wine caused her to be Mazana, we should have Masechta Nazira, not Masechta Nazir. To that Tosfos says, no. Shegam hu haboyal nivdak. The wine also was responsible for the adulterer's actions, and the process of soita checks him as well. Kedisa b'soita she'aboyal nivdak k'maya nivelas. Now, the rest of Tosfos is very interesting, but you're going to do it on your own time, because in the rest of this Tosfos is a non-authorized part, and I want to make sure people come back to the shir tomorrow night. So I'm not going to, but I'm just going to tell you that what Tosfos is now troubled by is why did the Gemara in Nedarim never ask what in the world is Nedarim doing in Nashim? You know, you ever realize that? We just spent 2 years learning Nedarim, and nowhere in Masechta Nedarim does the Gemara ask, what does Nedarim have to do with women? No, that's because the whole subject of Nedarim is women who make Nedarim. If you look in Parshas Matos, you say anything, if your brother makes a neder, your uncle makes a neder, your grandfather makes a neder. No, there's no example of men. Men don't make nedarim. You have to say, I was walking down the street, I promise. No, you just became a woman. Well, once you made, nedarim are for women, okay? So, Tosfos says we never had to borrow, we never had to discuss the Masechta Nedarim. Look at the rest of Tosfos on your own, okay? Weiter. Now the Gemara asks the obvious question The Mishnah started Kol Kinuye Naziros Kinaziros. It started by Tumah Naziros, and then it gave examples of Yadois. Pasach b'kinuyin u'mefarish yadois. It began with the subject matter of kinuyim, and it explained yadois. Amarava v'itema kedi. Rava said, and some say it was taught unattributed to any sage. That's the general meaning kedi. Although Rashi in Bava Metzia says kedi is the name of a guy. His name was kedi. When he was born, the father whispered into the ear of the Gabbai, V'Karshma, Kedi. However, in Shem Hagdoil Mechida brings such a pshat, but elsewhere in his writing he retracts. The main pshat in Kedi is unattributed. Chesuri Mechzer Abahachikitani. The Mishnah is missing words, and it should say like this. Kol Kinuye Naziros Kinaziros. All nicknames of Naziros are like Naziros. V'yadois Naziros Kinaziros. Put in three words. Put in 6 words. Put in the words V'yadois Naziros Kinaziros. Handles of Naziros like Naziros. V'elohin Yadois. And the following examples of Yadois. Ha'aymer Ahei. Harei is a Nazir. Someone who says Ahei, you're a Nazir. So the way to read the Mishnah is, it says Kol Kinuy Naziros Kinaziros. It says Kol Kinuy Kol Yadois Naziros Kinaziros. It says the following are examples of Yadois, and now the following are examples of Kinuyim. Okay, A, B, explaining B, and then explaining A. The Gemara says, huh, that doesn't make sense. We say case A, we say category A, Kinuyim, we say category B, Yadois. Shouldn't we first explain category A, Kinuyim, and then explain category B? Why would we first explain category B and then explain category A? Says the Gemara, fact the Gemara, Velifroish Kinuy Beresha, first explain Kinuyim. Gemara says, no, Tana Meahu Desalek, the Tana from the one that it concluded from, Hahu Mefarsh Beresha, it explains first. In other words, it says there's something called Kinuyim, then there's something called Yadais. Oh, we just said Yadois? We'll first explain what Yadois are, and then we'll go back to Kinuyim. Let's look in the Ran, in Tosis. Tosis. Fine. Now the Gemara brings three other examples where we say category 1, category 2, and we first explain category 2, and then go back to 1. Kidetnan, we're going to give three examples from Masechet Shabbos. Bama madlikin uvama ein madlikin. What types of fuel could you use for Ner Shabbos, and what can't you? Umafarish first explains ein madlikin bereisha. Bama toimnin uvama ein toimnin. What could you insulate with? What can you not? Umafarish ein toimnin first explains what you can't bereisha. Bama yisha yoytza uvama ein yoytza. What could a woman go out with on Shabbos, and what could she not? Umafarish leteitza yisha bereisha. So we have precedent to first explain the case that we concluded from. Aye, Frakti Gemara, but I'll give you examples the other way, where we first explain the first category. Aiva tanan bema behima yoitza vema ina yoitza. But we learned in the Mishnah, what could a woman go out with and what could she not go out with? Umefarish yoitze gama. What could an animal go out with? What could it not? Umafarish, it first explains yoytze gomel, a camel could go out with certain things, Beresha. First it explains that. Or, in Baba Basra, yesh noichlen umanchilen, some inherit and bequeath, noichlen manchilen, they inherit and they don't bequeath, manchilen v'loy noichlen, bequeath and they don't inherit. Loi noichlin v'loi manchilin. Umafarish, it first explains case 1. Umafarish elo noichlin manchilin bereisha. So now we have a major inconsistency in Shas in general. It seems like there's no rhyme or reason when a Mishnah introduces two cases, which case it will explain first. Says Gemara lo'olam tanihachi v'tanihachi. Really, it does it both ways. Sometimes it'll explain the first category mentioned. Sometimes it'll explain the second category. So what is the guideline? Based upon what will the Mishnah first explain the first category, and based upon what will explain the second? So Gemara says something very interesting. Ela hasam di isura de nafshehu. In the three cases mentioned, b'ma madlikin, b'ma toimnin, b'ma isha yoitza, where it's a personal iser, what could you light with? What could you not light with? What could you not insulate with? What could you not go out with? Mefarish isurei denafshe bereisha. So between what you could and what you can't, it will first explain what you can't. You know why? In certain editions of the English, it explains because what you can't do personally is more interesting to people. I don't know where they got that approach from. The Rush says, what is usher to you personally is more chamor. It's more strict. So it explains that first. Okay? Hasam di isura de nafshe hu mefarish isura de nafshe bereisha. By bama ein madlikin, bama ein toimnin, bama ein isha yoitza, where it's a personal iser, before it tells you what you could, it explains what you can't. But by behema, it's not an iser on you directly. It's what you can't allow the animal to go out with. Gav behema di sura, idi behema hu, where the iser is outs the animal, da'asi, idi behema hu da'asi, where the iser is outs the animal, mefarish hetera bereisha. So then it's not as severe, it explains the heter first. Now, that's going to leave us with the question, because in our Mishnah, Kol kinuye nazirus kinazirus and yadais nazirus, they're both yisurei nafshe. So it should have first explained the kinuyim first. So basically, we're up the creek without a paddle. We don't have any precedent that would fit our Mishnah of why it first explains the yadais and then the kinuyim. Well, that we'll see tomorrow. Let's just finish up one more toisus. Elo l'oilam tani hachi v'hachi. Uvekulhu ika taima. All of the examples, the five examples mentioned, have a reason. Hasam di isur denafshe, there where it's a personal issur perish hatluy ba'adam atzmai, that's dependent on the person themselves, kugayin hadlaka v'hatmana v'ma isha yoitza mefarish yisur bereisha. V'gabi behema, di isur de behema mefarish heter bereisha. Okay, we're stopping here. Have a great night, everyone. Same time tomorrow, 9:15. Okay, bracha v'atzlacha.
We had similar chocolate atari in the dorm house also.
Oh yeah, remind me.
The same kasha.
What, it started with kinuyim and then yadois?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So why didn't the Gemara here say, the previous Masechta, right?
Right.
Okay, we'll see. We'll look at that for tomorrow. Shkoyach. I have to have a short first shiur so that people...
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.